Welcome to Reflecting God. My youngest son loved the train table at preschool. Every school day, he would play there. It wasn't long, however, before the teacher would call students over to a different table for the lesson. He would be the last to comply as he looked at the train table, then looked at the other table, and looked back at the train table. You could see the thoughts pass through his mind. Obedience does not come naturally. Anyone who's been in charge of children, or teenagers, or adults even, know this to be true. Our natural human inclination is to do what we want, not necessarily what we are told to do. Obedience is learned, something we must be intentional about. Again, think about raising children. What is fascinating in the letter in 1 Peter 1 is the link between obedience and holiness. We don't stumble upon holiness accidentally. We don't obtain it and then coast. Our holiness is because of Christ's holiness, and Christ's holiness was selfless. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Today, choose to obey. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.